Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. David Hernandez, the head of U.S. operations for LecoSoft, which enables companies across a broad range of industries to drive efficient operations through the use of market-leading integrated software. And Mr. Hernandez, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So for starters, if you would, provide a description of exactly what LecoSoft does and the various software packages that you offer. Let's kick it off with that today.
Yeah, perfect. So for our core product that we offer, is around CPM scheduling. So, I guess the elevator pitch is it's intuitive CPM scheduling. We provide 4D BIM integrations, powerful resource management tools, all built on the foundation of another product called Vision, which then delivers the business intelligence, right? The data piece that schedule and resource management tools provide for the construction industry. That's our primary product here in the U.S. It's called Power Project. Probably most people have known it in the past by ASTA Power Project. That's our legacy name, so changed to LecoSoft.
And thanks for getting us up to speed and for the brief overview. Now, though you've created these packages, especially your flagship product that you just mentioned for the construction industry, they can actually be used in other industries, I understand, as well. Did you develop your products with this flexibility in mind? Get into some of the details there.
Yeah, I believe so, because, obviously, we have construction in our DNA. We were a construction company prior to becoming a technology company. So obviously construction was the main driver. But when you realize the different functionalities and the people that use scheduling tools out there, we found that Power Project's a good fit, for anybody who's trying to drive schedules. And actually, they used it to schedule the Queen's Jubilee in the UK. To kind of manage the schedule there. I think some teachers use it for to do like in-service training. So anything that kind of is schedule based, the product has the flexibility to be used. So it wasn't initially intended to be built like that, but we've definitely expanded our outside the box thinking on how the product can be used.
How about that? And it's interesting how things always seem to work out the way they're supposed to. And that's an example of that for sure. Now, given that one of the main reasons for projects failing is scheduling, why don't more construction companies emphasize schedule quality? Give us some feedback on that.
Well, I think most construction companies probably want to emphasize schedule quality, but sometimes they're limited to the tools that they have at their access, at their fingertips. And, this industry, has innovated through multiple things, from, yellow paper pads to Microsoft Excel to now being able to have tools like Power Project. And, but so I think that there is an emphasis on it. It's just understanding that there are some tools out there that can help them. And we want to make sure that sometimes you can take a paper process and digitize it. It doesn't necessarily mean the process is fixed. So what we try to do as a company is talk to them about their actual process. And if there's a way that we can help them improve their process, not just sell them a product, but help them improve that process, that's really more of the conversation. And then we can then leverage how our tool would help them in that. So again, I think it's just they just don't know that there's some tools out there, or if there are tools out there, they're afraid that they're too complex. We try to pride our product on being very easy to use, but it just, try to make it easy for the industry to have good processes is for us the main driver.
Really appreciate the feedback on that. I'm sure the listeners appreciate it just as much. Today we're speaking with David Hernandez, head of U.S. operations for LecoSoft, which enables companies across a broad range of industries to drive efficient operations through the use of market-leading integrated software. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, there's a number of competitors in your space. How does LecoSoft differentiate itself, especially from the big name brands?
I think for us, it's it goes back to just, you know, kind of the point that I was making this last question was, you know, we really tried to make sure, number one, we're bringing industry insight to our clientele. So we make sure that we understand the industry. Most of us come from the industry. I come from the industry myself. We try to bring people, you know, that have the construction background, so they understand obviously kind of some of those challenges. But I think for us, how we differentiate is, you know, we're not just trying to sell a product. We're not just trying to push a product. We are genuinely designed and built around helping the industry. And so if our product isn't necessarily a fit, that's okay. But we want to always leave a meeting that we've provided some value to our customer. Again, whether that's helping them fix a process, whether that's helping them identify some problems that they didn't know they had, and maybe helping them think differently on how to, you know, how to fix those problems moving forward. Most of the time, if we bring that type of insight, it does lead into, you know, a customer joining us. But we don't go in with a mindset of only about us. We go with a mindset of we truly want to help our customers. We truly want to impact the industry. And if we do that, I think the rest of it takes care of ourselves. And I think that integrity, the way we operate with integrity, will then kind of help separate us. And then our tagline, you know, I think that differentiates us is we were a construction company that became a technology building company. So we do, you know, we are built for construction by construction, I guess it's the best tagline. And there's not many competitors out there that can say that.
Yeah, that tagline says it all right there. Now, you've relied heavily on input from industry professionals in developing your product, I understand as well. Why was this important to you? And didn't you know what the industry already needed since you've had so much experience in that particular industry?
So we do rely heavily on industry professionals. And I said, you know, that was one of the things, like, you know, we want to make sure that our internal team, you know, even if they don't come from the industry, they understand it. You know, construction industry is pretty complex, right? There's and the industry itself is, a lot of times it's very hard to impact change within an organization, because, you know, they might be concerned if you know business disruption within a construction company could be critical for them, because if they stop working, they don't get paid. So we did bring the industry knowledge. So what has helped us is it's helped us be able to go in and have these conversations, but also create a process that limits that disruption. So, you know, when the product was formed, obviously it was formed with, you know, from construction professionals, but really the biggest struggle there is the ability for the industry to accept some change. And usually, you know, you have those early adopters, and those are the guys that kind of change the landscape a little bit. So we try to work with them, but our product line, we're always listening to our customers' input, because the industry does change as well. So we could build the perfect product today, and the process could change, you know, in a year. We want to make sure that we're listening to the input from them, and not having the mindset that we know it all. I learned a long time ago, if you're the smartest guy in the room, you're probably in the wrong room, right? You need to be able to learn and always pivot and always improve, especially in the technology space.
Mr. Hernandez, we really appreciate your time, all the information and insight shared here on behalf of Alico Soft. Before you go in conclusion, any final words or a closing thought or anything else that you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
You know, no, I really do appreciate you giving us the time to get out here and to share kind of our, you know, our message and what we're trying to do. And I hopefully, you know, that your listeners understand that as a company, you know, our goal is obviously, yes, we are a company, we like to sell our product, but ultimately our driving why behind everything is to help the industry solve some of its challenges. So again, I appreciate the time and the opportunity.
You're more than welcome, and we thank you for what you do in the space as well and for joining us here today. I'm sure listeners would like to know where they could get further information online on Alico Soft. Where's the best place to visit online?
They would go to alicosoft.com. That's probably the best place. There you can, you know, get a little more information on the products. They also can book a demo, book appointments as well through the webpage.
And again, listeners, for further details, visit alicosoft.com. Mr. Hernandez, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
And you as well. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. David Hernandez, head of U.S. operations for AlecoSoft, which enables companies across a broad range of industries to drive efficient operations through the use of market-leading integrated software. And for all the details, again, visit AlecoSoft.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.